What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How's everybody doing, huh?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. Tapped good. Out early this morning.
What?
Yeah, I was just tapping out.
You tapped out early?
Yeah, this morning.
Why?
Nothing else to do.
What is your normal weekday morning like? Do you have to take the boys to school or do they ride the bus?
We're in summer vacation, baby.
Oh, well, right. It's summertime now.
So I have to, every morning, I wake up and at about 6:30 and take Chacho to football practice or weights.
Okay.
So then I go back home, have a cup of coffee, and then I got to pick him up from that.
Okay.
So there's like, you know, whatever. There's no real difference between having school every day.
Right. Well, no, not if you have to do that.
I think he's off now. You told me, man, I was kind of bummed. He's like, I think this was our last practice, our last football practice until real football starts. This was like OTAs.
Yeah, I thought
optional.
There is football practice in August, right? Like before school starts?
Yeah, so I think they pick it back up in August now.
Okay.
There's like maybe like, he said like maybe 3 days of a camp and then that's it. And then this weekend is his last baseball tournament.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, no. What are we
going
to do?
So, wait. He's going into what grade?
Eighth.
And there is no, there's no team at that school.
There is now.
There is now. It's starting it. Okay, so he gets to play on it.
Yeah, he'll be the first one.
Okay. So that's who he's practicing with is for this team. And then in August, they'll do like what they did when we were in school. I don't know if they still do two-a-days.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll do that or not, but whatever.
But they'll start practicing again in August, and then they'll play, I assume, the same time that the high school kids play, like in the fall, right? Yeah. I don't know how many games they played.
I'm a little bummed about that. It's new, so I get it. It's, you know, the middle school Shawnee Mission League. They hadn't done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So they're only playing 6 games.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I was thinking maybe there were fewer games when I was in junior high. Maybe not. I don't know.
Think, you know, for me, like, you know, whatever. I know for the kids, too. But I get it. It's also their first year doing it, so there's going to be a lot of... So just playing all the other Shawnee Mission schools, and then they're done. But, man, you ask a kid to start working out in May.
Yeah.
For 6 games?
Yeah, that's true.
Like and you don't want to go too many because then they could get hurt. It's too long, but it's like 6 seems too little.
Yeah, I guess they're really getting you.
10's probably too much, you know what I mean? But that sweet spot in there of 8 or 9 probably.
You're practicing to do the practicing in high school.
Right, yeah.
Get used to this because in high school you'll be practicing all the time.
Because then you're like, man, I've been working since May for 6 weeks. And 6 weeks is the payoff?
How do they do the teams? Do you know yet?
I don't know.
If it's varsity, junior varsity. Our school had an A, B, and
I think in the middle school they're going to call it varsity and junior varsity.
Okay.
I think.
Ours were letters in junior high.
But again, this is their first year, so I don't know.
I think that...
I don't even know if seventh graders are playing, to be honest. They aren't.
They're not?
No, because they asked me to coach the seventh grade team.
And it's not ready? Or...
Well, no, I just think it's the first year, so they're just doing eighth grade football only.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe as the years go on, they'll add a seventh and an eighth grade, but right now.
Okay. I was surprised when you told me that they didn't. I just thought junior highs had football teams. I thought that was a thing.
Mm-mm.
I didn't think that they necessarily played as many teams as the high school teams did. I thought they did kind of play, closer schools or whatever.
Yeah.
But I know that they had, when we were in junior high, you had 2 games at a time. You had the B team would play first,
I think,
and then the A team would play after that.
I think that's what they do.
And so it was all the same
day. I know
they
do that with basketball. I'm really just speculating.
Yeah.
They do it with basketball. They have like an A, B, and C team.
Right.
I remember, and my oldest played basketball.
But you said your junior high didn't have football either?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I just thought that was the thing.
Like a city.
Yeah. So how do they find the football coach of the junior high team? I mean, I'm guessing it's a high PE coach.
I know there's one guy who teaches there, and he played somewhere.
Oh, so it's a teacher like in a high school.
It is, and then the other three guys, I think the other three guys, they coached in the seventh grade with me.
Okay, so that's who your son's been working with?
The same people that he played with.
For practice and everything?
Yeah, that he played with.
So you know all these people. You've met
them. Yeah, for sure.
And you like them?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
we're good coaches, smart guys.
He's a football
fanatic. I just keep telling him, don't screw up that defense I created.
Everything you worked on. Everything you worked on all those years.
Doing over there?
How many years did he play?
Oh, 3 years.
He's already played 3 years?
Yeah, I think so.
And does that include flag?
Football. No, he played flag football since he was little.
3 years of tackle. Yeah, and
maybe
the flag
2 years of tackle, something like that.
Okay.
2 years of tackle? This will be his third year, I think.
Okay. Because he's all in. Like, he wants to play football in high school.
Football and baseball. And if you ask him, like, what's your favorite, he'll be like, boy, I don't know.
But, and if he gets, like, once he gets into high school and he has to make that choice, I don't know if he'd have to make it. You won't?
Mm-mm.
You mean because they'll decide? They'll know?
No, because it's just different seasons.
Okay, so he could do both?
Yeah, he'll do both.
God.
I know he'll do both.
God, man. I mean, I don't know what baseball practice is like.
Baseball practice is more fun.
I don't remember having a baseball team. I guess we did, but no one ever talked about it. I never saw people in... I saw the softball team. The girls would wear their uniforms on Fridays or whatever day of the week it was. But I do not remember the guys playing baseball. I don't know where they play.
And I guess it's still the same, but like, you know, high school baseball is just like kind of...
Nothing, right?
It didn't matter. Right, I played.
No one talked about it.
As I got up to like being 17, 18, we played, which they don't have anymore, American Legion baseball.
Yeah.
You played for like your local VFW post?
Yeah, you and I were talking about that.
And then you got sponsors. So they paid like Little Caesars and CompuWare and whatever.
I've heard people complaining about the lack of leagues like that. It used to exist in the 70s, 60s, 70s,
and they were,
80s.
You know, you had to go try out for them and everything, but you didn't have to pay all this money.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Which, I mean, I see it. Club baseball, man, it's a racket. A racket.
Well, that's the thing that I hear about. I mean, I know about it through you.
Right.
What you tell me about it. But then, of course, I see it in the news. They talk about it because you got no black guys coming into the major leagues baseball.
Yeah. And it's
you know?
Expensive to play this club baseball. And
yeah. And they're trying to figure out ways to diversify pro baseball. And they it seems like they're working on these other things. But one of the things that they really need to work on is, just like every sport, you need to have little leagues. And you need to have the ability to play those little leagues without paying a bunch of money to play those little leagues. I mean, my little league, I know it costs some sort of money, but if we didn't have the money, it wouldn't have mattered.
Like, I want to go play for this team, and it's going to be $3,000. My dad would have been like, what?
Of course. Right.
No.
Right.
And
most parents have to say no.
Right.
Yeah. And whereas with the Parks and Rec leagues and the little leagues, it was...
And then when I played, like American Legion Baseball, like that was like the, you know... That was like the club, the big, you had to travel. It's hard.
Right.
They gave us the uniforms for free. They, we got sponsored by somebody. We didn't pay anybody,
Yep.
I'm sure they paid coaches because the coaches weren't dads. They were ex-baseball. I think ours was actually, played baseball in high school, but he was really more of a hockey guy. But either way, he was an athlete and knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
My favorite sport was... roller hockey. We didn't play ice hockey, but we did have, and we had little leagues. We had little league roller hockey, and the thing is, not only do we have little leagues, but if you were good at it and you liked it, then what you wanted to do was go play for All-American, which I was looking up the other day to see if it still exists, and it looks like it's in St. Louis. I'm not sure if it's here or not. But that was a big deal with my friends, like, hey, we're going to go play for All-American. We got to get new rollerblades. We got to get new equipment because this is the big time. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this is going to cost, and when we thought it was expensive because it costs like, $150 or something like that. Because those Parks and Rec leagues were essentially, there might be a $20 fee or whatever, but if you couldn't afford it, they weren't turning kids away.
And it's so crazy. Like, the stuff you have to talk to your kids about now, like, just baseball, what should just be Little League. Like, my oldest played for a team. It was called, the Blaze, which was a club baseball team. And then they moved to home field, which we all have heard, right? So it was, Blaze at home field. And then they were like, well, no, we got bought by Building Champions.
Okay.
And so my oldest was like, well, I don't want to play for Building Champions. So he went and played for another team and then switched to this other team that he's on now. And then, 2 weeks ago, we got an email that said, basically, we've been bought by Building Champions.
So it's all
man, you're too young to have to. Now you're just finding out that corporate America is just buying
everything
team, right?
Until it's one company.
Right. You're already learning this at 16-year-old baseball that it doesn't. And so he's like, well, I don't want to play for them.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere else. I'm like, all right, well, we can try it. And then my youngest, he didn't really want to play for them, but he's like, Dad. I guess he just kind of saw it
for what
the way
it
you
is.
Really do. Because he's like, well, Dad, I could go play for somebody else, but they're just going to buy them.
Yep. He already knows. He is learning a valuable lesson.
He's like, yeah. We could quit, and then what? I'll just have to play for them anyway.
Right.
So.
It's like saying, F this company. I'm going across the street, and you guys can kiss my ass. And you know not to do that because a week later.
Right.
It's the same company.
Right, exactly.
That's a lesson within itself. Yeah. But when I saw they did something about it, specifically about, I think it was just baseball on the news. Might have been like a Nightline or whatever. And when they were talking to parents about it, they said their thing is that when these coaches at the, what did you call it, competitive baseball
or whatever, the expensive stuff,
that they worry about what the coaches are telling them. Like, are they telling us the truth?
Yeah, no.
So starting from a very young age, you say, your kid has tons of potential. And we have now been told, at first we were like, great, our kid has tons of potential. But then we were told by other parents, hey, your kid might not have tons of potential. You need to, research who it is that's telling you that, what this league is.
Absolutely.
And that it's gotten more and more like they don't know whether or not to trust the coaches who are telling them that their kids are good.
Yeah.
And, of course, for a kid, too, they didn't even really touch on that, but I'm thinking, if I'm the child who's being told, you are effing awesome at this.
Right.
I don't know what age I'm going to figure out maybe that they've been blowing smoke up my ass. I mean, look, they do that to me. This is
or
silly,
the opposite is true. Think of the opposite.
Exactly.
You are good, but for whatever reason, you don't get along with the coach. Coach doesn't like you, whatever. And now, because you've put so much stock into what these people say, now you're like, oh, I'm not good enough. Yep. Why?
Right.
So I always tell my boys, I'm like, hey, listen to your coach. They know what they're doing. Just do it. But also remember something I've told you. That coach who's yelling at you right now, who played college baseball at Pitt State or Arkansas or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Every decision in baseball he made up until this point led him to the same field you're on.
That's right. That's right?
He is on the same field as you.
You're in the same place.
You're in the same place. So listen to what he has to say. Do what he has to say. But also keep in the back of the mind, we're both here together, man.
That's right.
I don't know how great you are.
The Church of Laszlo.
What does that mean? We need to make time up.
I think it means talk for a while, boys.
You have to talk for a while or talk less?
Yeah, talk more. Yeah, he's giving us the radio symbol for keep it going. Stretch it out. Stretch it out.
That's hard.
Yeah, it is.
Coming up, though. A Cliff Bar?
Well, that sounds good. I should ask for one of those, too.
Cliff Bars are good.
They're really good. Coming up, I thought we could join in on this internet discussion about things that people say they're better than 80% of the population. What are you better than 80% of the population at? And we all have things. I just feel like those answers where you say, well, I'm better at coming here and talking to you guys than 80%, you know, that's cheating, whatever.
Right,
and
sure.
Also probably not true. So, you know, there's got to be something. But I'll give you a moment to think about that. First, I did.
80%. I'm better than 80%.
That you're better than 80%. We've done this. It's kind of like that whole what's a secret skill of yours that's a useless skill, maybe is how we phrased it. And I said that I'm good at catching things that I just started to drop.
That's not quantifiable to 80%.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. This is similar, but not the same thing. This is, what are you better than 80% of the population at? So I'll give you a minute. But first, I want to tell you about this.
I don't know that I am.
This also might...
I'm trying to think. I really don't know that I am.
Well, I'll give you a minute.
I mean, not, you know, like, remembering Smith's lyrics. But that's not a thing.
Sure.
So
It could be.
No, it's not.
I looked at the list of things. It can absolutely
be. It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be because it's not as fun.
It's not a thing.
It's not as fun.
And also, it's not a thing. Like, that's not a thing.
I get what you're saying. It's not a thing that anyone's trying to quantify.
Right. And somebody else could do it. They just don't do it.
Right. Yeah. Now, I mean, although you can't discount all those things. I mean, obviously, there are things that people could be better at if they did it, but... You know, I get what you're saying with the lyrics,
like,
and there's no reason to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, sports acting or like, you
something
know,
some people would like to be good at.
A lot of people try, and you're better than 80% of them.
Yeah. No one says, I want to be the best at remembering Smith's lyrics.
Right.
Very few, except maybe Morrissey.
I'm better than 80% of, you know, people at pickleball. Like, that's something. It's
that's
a thing.
Something. That is a thing. Exactly.
Right?
So think about it, but I got to tell you about the story, because this might also jog your memory. Think about something that's happened in your past. And you may have seen this.
How are we doing?
Week.
We stretch this out long enough?
You're doing great.
He wants us to keep going.
Anytime I talk about pickleball, you know we're
in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the story about the
vacuum
guy?
Vacuum knowledge.
The guy from New Jersey that flew to Florida to attack a gamer. So they're playing video games online. They think that both of them
what
are
they playing.
They didn't say what game they were playing.
No.
At least in the article that I had, they didn't say. They just said that they were. They
got that out.
I know. As someone who, if you do play games at all, it would be nice to know.
No, was what made you so mad?
Right. Was it Call of Duty? Was it Fortnite? Were you guys on the same team? Were
was
you playing
Madden,
against each other?
Or was it, right.
Did you think the person was cheating? Did they just keep kicking your ass?
Or was it some dumb game, right?
Right.
Was it Roblox? Not that that's dumb, but who would fly with a kid's ass?
Right. I feel like it's important. I'd like to know. And maybe there is an article out there now that says, but my ABC article does not tell me. But this New Jersey man, he's facing attempted murder charges. He tried to kill this guy because he decided to, he got so angry playing online that he decided to get on an airplane, fly to Florida. So my thing is, he had to figure out where this guy lived, right? Goes to his house.
That keeps your anger a long time. Like, I could see.
Exactly. You haven't cooled down.
I get to the point where I'm looking at plane flights.
Yes. Yes. Me too. Exactly.
I'm looking, I'm like, I will
do this.
Kill you.
I'm going to do this.
And then after, they're like, well, you know, I'm like, all right, settle down.
Is it cheaper on Expedia? You know, I think I've lost interest.
Right.
It's plenty of time. And even if you make it to the part
where
you're driving to the airport.
When you think you're going to fly to kill someone that you've been arguing with online, masturbate first.
Yes, that could help,
I always
too.
Say that. Masturbate first. If you still want to kill them, then, you know, All right.
Yeah, but you'd still think that plane flight, you'd calm down enough.
I'm just saying, I think after you masturbate, you'll be I don't want to kill anybody.
I do, too. But I'm just saying, even if you do still think you're going to go, that's a long flight. Going to the airport alone and sitting at the airport, like that to me is like I'm
just
losing interest in this. But not this guy.
You just keep playing him. That way you're like, oh, this guy has no idea I'm coming to Florida. I'm gonna
Maybe that's part of it. This guy's name's Edward or Ed Kang, 20 years old.
Edward Kang.
K-A-N-G, Edward Kang.
Old Ed Kang.
I guess what he did is he flies down there. When he gets there, apparently goes to get... Now, I think he may have brought with him some black gloves and a mask. Oh, but apparently he went and got a hammer on his way to this guy's house.
Come with a hammer.
Yeah, which I watch a lot of true crime, and Brooke and I always say, like, oh, the hammer death. That's I still think the one that just seems the most brutal, because it doesn't necessarily kill you immediately. It cracks your
skull.
People bleeding out on the floor. It seems a horrible way to go.
One of those guys in the FBI...
profilers?
Yeah, I'm not a profiler, but I think the hammer.
If you use
means
a hammer,
you're real mad.
Yeah,
like you're real mad. That's anger.
That's rage.
Yeah, that's not like.
And it's got to be close. You got to be close to the person.
You
got to
do
away.
It more than once.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
You just can't. Like if I hit you in the head, I could see myself hitting Snowcone in the head with a hammer.
Right. And please it causes
not
problems.
That I want to. I'm just saying if I did it.
Out of
like
anger.
The first time, then like you started bleeding, you're like, ah!
Oh my god,
I'd be like, oh no.
Right. Of course.
Maybe then I'd have to kill him, but. I don't need him talking.
But you got to keep hitting him with the
keep
hammer.
Hitting him with a hammer.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Like a gun is like, man, and this is probably why we need to do something about guns. A gun's a little bit more like, hey, you pissed me off, bam.
That's
it's
exactly
over.
Right. It's exactly
the hammer.
Right.
Like I gotta get after it.
And I know it sounds dumb to say that's what makes guns so much more dangerous. There's more to it than that. Right. But it's a huge, huge aspect.
Yeah, there's a much smaller barrier.
Having access to a gun changes that.
Right, and it's a much smaller barrier to actual murder.
Yes. Do you remember that guy in the 80s and 90s who was a serial killer? He was breaking into women's houses and beating them with hammers while they were in bed.
Huh.
I mean, that just... Ugh,
remember
God,
it.
Remember it. They did eventually supposedly catch the guy with DNA. But so anyway, this guy goes to the house, to the victim's house, and there's apparently an unlocked door. As I mentioned, he's wearing all black. He's got the mask on. He's got gloves
black
on.
Black gloves and a
and
hammer.
He starts to attack the victim... With
who's
a hammer.
The victim?
Now, the victim is this other gamer.
Is he younger or something?
They said that they're around the same age, and they said Edward is 20. So they're both around the age of 20. So this other guy apparently was still gaming when the suspect arrives, because he literally like gets up from gaming and starts getting attacked by this guy with a hammer. So they wrestle around on the ground. The victim's stepdad is there. He's woken up by the screams for help. He comes down and is able to disarm the suspect and hold on to him until the cops got there. But here's your
but the guy died?
Here's your suspect. No, here's your suspect here. It's attempted. What? What? He looks young, doesn't he?
Yeah, young.
I mean, you hear 20, but he looks like a kid. We're older, too, so 20-year-olds look younger and younger, but that guy looks... like a child to me. You know, like he made a decision that he is almost certainly going to regret.
Although
if you took it that far, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. Exactly.
Again,
those
if we're...
wires are
and
crossed.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but if we're in the same room and we're gaming and I grab a vase and hit you in the head with it...
Different.
That's one thing. Then getting on a plane, flying there, going there, like you're broken.
Yes, I agree.
You're broken.
Yep, totally. He's dangerous.
You have to have some common sense about it. Like, hey, you're in trouble too for hitting a guy with a vase.
Yeah.
But...
you're dangerous
okay.
to society.
You, on the other hand, have real issues. You flew on an airplane,
mm-hmm.
right? Drove all that way. Like, you got problems.
Yep.
You don't get out as
it's
quick
like the
as
kid
the
that, you,
guy.
That we all went to school with, probably at least one kid that
we
there
got
were
real
bullies
mad because you kept playing with Mahomes.
But there was that kid in school who, he was a little
about doing
bit
it to
worse.
My kid. So he's like, I'm the Chiefs. I'm like, oh, okay. And then Mahomes slips my blitzes all the time and throws it.
Hey, you hit him in the head
with
the vase.
Tyreek. Well, I think about it.
Right. But what you don't do is fly to his mother's house.
What I don't do is hit him.
Right,
but...
exactly. I know. Because there's something there. Those wires aren't quite as crossed. But for some people, they are. And some people you can tell at a young age. I would say this guy, you can tell. Based on these actions, I'm with you. He's messed up. I don't remember if you've said, but I said I went to school with the kid who we knew in junior high. Yes, he was part of the bullies, but also there was something wrong with him to the point that, like, there was no punishment that he feared. There was no... He didn't care what his parents thought. He didn't care what other kids thought. He didn't care how much trouble you got him in. And he's in prison now. Yeah. And it's like you knew then this guy is... He has nothing to lose in his mind.
Yeah.
And he's going to probably end up in prison, which he did. And I don't know if you had one of those kids at your school
brothers.
Or not. Maybe a couple of them. But
brother,
you're like, these guys
are
not
going to guard at
this.
The putt-putt store.
Yeah, see, that's unreasonable. Mm. That's
right.
Unreasonable. And what this kid did is the same sort of thing. You're flying somewhere and attacking someone with a hammer. I mean, I've gotten really angry playing video games online. But what I normally do, the worst thing I'll do is break a $100 controller, right? Throw it across the room and smash it. I get yelled at for not controlling
my emotions.
Kick the cabinet. Kick the, whatever.
We know.
Yeah, just kick whatever's around. Break something expensive. And then I feel a little bit better. Buying plane tickets, flying somewhere, and attacking someone with a hammer.
That's a lot.
Go ahead and lock them up for life.
Mm-hmm.
For life.
That's a lot.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. So, you've had a...
Your dog's probably eating ass, man.
I don't know what he's
sees
eating.
You do it?
The theory is that he's not eating enough at all.
It's like dogs.
All, so.
They watch it, and then they're like, yeah, let me try it.
Yeah.
Then he goes to your other dog and just eats his ass.
Yeah, yeah. He does mimic, so, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
But no one has caught him doing that
yet. That's why he's puking.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just hungry. I think we're going to start feeding him earlier. So did you figure out what you're better at than 80% of the population?
Nothing? Eating ass.
Nothing? Okay, so... You want me to give you some examples, the top examples that people gave online? Maybe it'll help you think of something. Because some of them are ridiculous. You know, you said the Smiths lyrics thing would be dumb, but don't worry. There are things that just as dumb on the list. But like one of the people said that they have this odd talent for judging volume. And they said that they can look at like a pot of leftover soup and know exactly which size container it fits in.
Oh, like the commercial?
Is there a commercial?
Isn't there a commercial that's like your grandmother knows the size of everything? And
maybe.
Like the car's pulling into the garage and she's like, it's not going to fit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just a takeoff of a commercial. It's like a Geico commercial or something.
I haven't seen it. But yeah, the person says that they know exactly which container. It fits perfectly, leaving the least amount of minimal
space. I stole it from a commercial.
Okay. I haven't seen the commercial, so
I hate them.
There you go. Now, someone said that, this would be a dumb one. They said that they're better at complaining than 80% because that just means that you complain a lot, and people around you are telling you that you complain too much. I don't know that makes you better at it.
It's not quantifiable.
Just means that it isn't, and also it just means that you do it a lot.
Yeah.
I think being better at it would mean that your complaining led to some change, right? Mm-hmm. If you're good at complaining, then whatever you're complaining about might be addressed by the people around you. That would be good at it. Just bitching about everything and hating everything, that's not quantifiable, first of all, like you said.
Plus, you'd have to beat me at that, and I don't think you can.
Right.
Hate everything.
Someone said throwing a Frisbee. I'm not good at throwing a Frisbee. I watch these disc golfers. Holy crap. I didn't even know that you're supposed to throw it that way when they do their... And, I mean, they can get it directly where they're aiming, and it just...
Okay, that's probably quantifiable, too, with disc golf and those kind of things.
I'm sure if you play disc golf and you're decent at it, then you're better at throwing a Frisbee than 80% of the population.
I bet.
I mean, that's pretty safe assumption. Because most of us, when we go out there with the Frisbee, we're going to... Even if we like playing catch with our kids...
Not all of us are like you.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say that.
Definitely not.
Sorry, I'm just saying, not always roll a football.
I'm saying that, but you still probably, if you were going to go play catch with the Frisbee.
I'm not allowed to say that. That's a bad one.
Yes. If you went to go play catch with the Frisbee out front.
No one cares anymore? No one cares.
No, they do care.
No,
they care.
It's been easing up. It's been easing
up. No one cares.
They care, though.
No one cares.
It's been easing up a lot.
You let it go? You let it go?
You see it a lot more online now than you used to.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, that doesn't mean, that's not
I'm
a good
saying,
thing necessarily.
I'm saying society's easing up on that.
No
I
one
see
cares.
A lot more right-wing radical groups popping up online, too. That
I know,
mean
I'm just saying.
As long as we have their support.
They're easing up.
My point is, when you go out,
the pendulum always swings back.
If we went outside to throw a Frisbee right
now, you can say it, apparently.
Would you throw it like this? If we went out front to play catch with the Frisbee, you'd throw it like this, right? Okay, so would I. That's what I'm saying. These guys that are throwing it, you know, the way that they do, that's got to make them better.
I've thrown it like that before.
Yeah, but are you any good at it?
Well, I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, so these guys are better.
A little bit of practice, I might be
all right. These guys are better than 80%. I'm willing to believe these guys. That 80%, I mean, that most people probably haven't touched a Frisbee in years. Someone said that they're better than 80% of the population at untangling things, like Christmas lights, headphone cords, chained necklaces, you name it. They said that people always hand them this stuff
because they
get stuck to it. Exactly, but that's, once again, not quantifiable.
Mm-mm.
Now, that might mean that you have an attention span for it, but why are you better at it? Are you telling me that you're better at tying knots? Because that's different, or which means you're better at untying knots. If you told me that, then I'd go with you. You went through the Boy Scouts, you learned a bunch of knot tying, so when you see tangles, you know how
if
to take care of them.
If you could tie probably like five or six different knots, you're probably better than most
people. I got yours. What about like underwater mine detecting?
Well, I don't know how to do that, really.
Well, I mean, the boat did it.
I was in the Navy. I mean, yeah, but no.
You gotta have something for the Navy that makes you better than 80% of the people.
Yeah, that's worth thinking about. I mean, now you're getting closer to like
or coaching
things,
baseball.
Things that I've done.
Coaching baseball or football? You're probably better than 80%.
That could
maybe not.
Coaching kids. 80%, yeah. I
80%
think,
is a lot.
Yes.
There are a lot of coaches out there.
But right, but we're talking about 80% of the population.
I know, but I'm just saying.
So you're in the top 20% of coaching
easily.
Kids. 80% of the population has never coached a kid.
It's like 0.5% have.
Right.
Okay.
I would say very few people have ever coached a little league or whatever you want to call it, youth sports. So yeah, there you go. You're better at coaching youth sports than 80% of the population. That's quantifiable, and it's I'm with you, Snowcone. That is a safe bet. Parallel parking.
I
thought
that.
About this. I am okay at it. But does that mean that I'm better than 80%? I think possibly.
I think
I know
I
a
am.
Lot of people.
I'm
who,
really good at it.
You're good at it?
Yeah.
Then you probably
really?
Are because a lot of people
really
don't even attempt it. They just say, I can't do this.
And I'm not like a, I mean, I'm a normal driver. I think I'm kind of like you. I go pretty slow. I always use my blinker.
I can never get it. I'm okay at it. I can never do it.
Parallel parking.
You know, I know you're supposed to go halfway to the car in front of you and then back up, turn it once and turn it in, but it's never perfect.
But if you can do
like
it...
It gets in there enough to where, like, you know, basically sex. It's in there enough.
Mm. Right.
But it ain't right.
Right.
And you get done, and you're like, I mean, it was okay.
Right.
Nobody's going to complain here, but...
I think that might be
it
better than 80%.
Perfect. It wasn't perfect for anybody.
I wouldn't be... If you told me that 80% of the population won't parallel park, doesn't try to parallel park, I would buy that.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that just say, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. Will you do it for me? Do you know how to parallel park? So if you can parallel park at all, I'd say there's a chance that you're better than 80%.
I don't think I am.
You don't think so?
No, I'm not that good at it.
Now, if we were doing, you know, how do you break it down? Like 80% of drivers, 80% of drivers, then it gets a little tougher. But 80% of the population... I don't know how good they are at parallel parking in Europe.
I don't
and
like
in China.
That.
In Europe, they're probably real good
like
at it. Real good at it in Europe.
Yeah, probably
they might
in
be
Chicago,
good in
New York.
That's what I'm saying. Any of these cities in Europe, everyone lives so close together, so they're probably all pretty damn good at it. So, yeah, that one's on the cusp. I mean, I'll give it a shot, but I'm with you. No one's writing any letters about it. Like, oh, look at this. Someone said grammar, finding misplaced commas. And okay, well, if you're like an English teacher or something, I guess that is somewhat quantifiable.
80% better at being a jackass than everybody else.
And we all had that teacher in school, that serious English teacher. Mine was in eighth grade. Like, you will learn how to do this properly. You will not end a sentence. You know, all of those rules that you had to learn, and she was mad about it. Yours was Miss Big Ass, wasn't it? Wasn't she your English teacher?
No, she was my science fiction teacher.
Oh.
Dot Golden.
Yeah, okay. I always thought
quack, quack, waddle, waddle.
I guess I just
every time she
substitute
comes up,
her
I draw
for
a picture
my,
of her so people can see.
I had Miss Davis as an English teacher, and she was mean, and she was tough, but she was good, damn it, and we thanked her later because it did make
high
school easier.
I had a woman who taught English. Her name was Miss York.
Okay.
And she had a British accent.
That's cool.
And loved Shakespeare, and I always just thought, how cliche.
Right, now it's not so cool.
Now you're just telling me you love him, you don't love him, you just talk like that.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure you do talk like that,
yeah,
baby reindeer. Yeah. I think there's a chance you're just a weirdo.
Okay, we had a teacher in fifth grade,
yeah.
I'm not going to say her name, but they said she was French.
Mm.
And she thought,
what's
you know,
her name?
She had this accent, not saying it. And she had this accent, but I heard her slip out of this accent. I heard her slip out of this accent a few times. And even as a child, which that sort of thing would have never crossed my mind in fifth grade, that a person would lie about where they're from. But I think she was faking this accent.
Well, then you got your ex-wife's friend or whatever that did that.
Oh, my God. No, that's my buddy's ex-wife.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
My buddy's ex-wife. She met someone, like, she moved to town, goes online, and what was that Craigslist thing? Like, looking for friends?
Mm-hmm.
And she meets someone
there's
on there. She's moving to town, and this girl was British for...
Rich.
5 years, and before we figured out she wasn't British at all.
But you never noticed it. You never noticed
it. No, she was
out.
In character at all times. She had her accent. She was a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
What causes... Boy, I'd like to talk to a psychiatrist about that.
Seriously.
What causes that? What causes someone to fake an accent for that long?
Man, I just assumed she wanted to teach us Shakespeare. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if you think yours was faking... It,
I don't know that she was,
class.
But I was like, you know, whatever.
Having a good internal clock. Now, this one I did think was interesting, and the reason I skipped to it is because they were saying that they can wake up without an alarm right before their alarm goes off. I do seem to always wake up right before my alarm goes off, but it could be a perception bias because
I can do it.
I might just be waking up
a lot
anyway.
I don't trust myself to do it.
No, me neither.
But I can do it. Like, if I tell myself, like, instead of setting an alarm, to be honest, if I say, all right, wake up at 6:25.
Yeah.
Wake up at 6:25. I usually wake up around 6:25. My brain will tell me to.
Okay, well, if you can do it too, then I'm going to say.
But it doesn't always happen, and sometimes you're like, dude, I told you to wake me up at 6:25. It's noon.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. Yeah. So I don't ever do it.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I have that. I always wake up, like, seriously, a couple minutes before my alarm goes off, so I'll turn it off real quick. But it could be that I'm waking up a lot and just not remembering those times that I woke up before. But I feel like I have a good internal clock. Okay, you know what? That one's stupid. I'll just skip it because we've talked about this long enough anyway. But chess, the person says they're better than 80%.
And
they say 80% is a pretty low bar. So being decent at chess, they think they're better than 80%.
I was in chess club. I did like tournaments around the state.
So then you're probably better than 80%.
Yes, but it's been a long time.
So you just got a ton of in high school?
So much.
Hell yeah, man. Chess club, you got to get there early.
Let me tell you guys.
The Queen's Gambit. That's what we call you. The Queen's
That's
the
kind of
Gambit.
Stuff you keep to yourself, bro. Nobody knew that until right now.
He'd been keeping it to himself this entire time.
I'm okay with it.
He'd been keeping it to himself this entire time, and then he let it out. And he's going to regret it, because I'm calling you Queen's Gambit from now on. The top one was a dumb one. It was they say they're better than 80% at picking the slow line at the store. Okay, great. So what's yours? What are you going with?
I don't know.
Little League, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Little League. Snow Cone, what's yours?
Eating ass.
Eating ass, okay. You're better at it?
I'm better than 99% of the country.
Or you do it more than 99%
Both.
Of the
country. Okay. Well, practice makes perfect.
That's true. I'd say I'm better than 80% of the population at getting porn onto the big screen. Been doing it for years. I know it's easier now. Technology's made it easier.
You send it to your neighbors first.
But I've been doing it for years. I used to buy these homemade
casting. You send it to your neighbor's daughter.
Yeah. But, you know, you get sloppy after a while when you get so good at it. But I am very good at, you want me to cast something? I can do it. Now it's become easy. I get it. So it is easier for a lot of people.
Well, I still can't cast one of my TVs. So
there you go. I can figure
one
that
one of them,
it
just comes up and says garage TV, and I hit it.
Yeah.
One in my living room, never.
Yeah. I could figure that out. I'd have porn on there in 2 seconds.
The Church of Laszlo.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
What are we teasing?
We're getting ready to do the news coming up.
Oh.
And there's a lot to discuss because, and I don't know if you've been looking at our chat on Twitch, but a lot of discussion about this Karen Reed trial for people who are into, I guess, like court TV, true crime, whatever.
Karen Reed.
Yeah, this has been a big, big, big story, and especially since the trial started.
What happened to her?
Well, she was accused of killing her boyfriend. She is accused of killing her boyfriend, who's a cop.
But she didn't do it?
Well, that's up for you to decide. Twitch says no. Twitch says at least reasonable doubt, that if they were on the jury, they'd have reasonable doubt. I agree based on what I know, based on what I've heard, and I have not followed it nearly as closely as some of these people on Twitch. But yes, I would have reasonable doubt. There's some fishy stuff going on. A lot of fishy stuff. And Lazo, knowing you and, you know, like how you feel about OJ and all that,
right?
I would say I'm very confident that Lazo would have reasonable doubt as a juror. Don't you think, Snowcone? If Lazo were on that jury right now deliberating with those people.
Just the things you've read me, there's a mountain.
Karen Reed.
White lady?
You say she's guilty? Yeah, white lady.
Yeah, she's going to jail.
But so that's just it. You're like, man, that was a long trial. I wasn't paying attention, but I saw her and I heard the name and I was like, it's over.
White lady named Karen.
Yeah.
Killed her boyfriend, ran him over with a car or something.
That's what they claimed, yeah.
Yeah.
But then the autopsy revealed that it looked like he was severely beaten, possibly bit by a dog. It's quite a crazy story, and there's a lot of different elements to try and debate and understand, but there are plenty of things to give you reasonable doubt, which I'll explain at least a little bit coming up, but there's also other stuff to talk about, like the big news. I mean, look, being fans of the Chiefs all these years, it has really just completely changed now, and I know it's hard to see it when you're in it, but it's just so crazy how popular the Chiefs are between Mahomes being so good and Kelce dating Taylor Swift. It's crazy. And I used to get so excited anytime Kansas City was mentioned in any type of national show, movie, anything. If they showed up a picture of something, like if there was, remember Moneyball? In Moneyball, there's a scene where they're recreating a game where they're playing the Royals. And even yay, they're showing the Royals.
Right,
because Kansas City's not a big city, so there's not a ton of representation. With the Chiefs being...
And representation matters.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
Or are you just trying to... be funny.
Well, I'm saying representation matters.
Well, okay.
I read that online.
I hear people say that, too.
You just said representation. I know that it matters.
But you hear about the Chiefs in some form every day now. I think even if you don't live in Kansas City, it's everywhere between Kelce and Mahomes. And now we've got more news. A lot of people are confused and think that this new announcement has to do with Kelce. But
it doesn't. To you like that guy.
And hit him with a hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't want to bring this up. But I will now because Snowcone says we need to stall. When I saw the story about the hammer, it did remind me of the time that you and that gentleman got into a fight.
We were just going to drive. It's a big difference.
He got into a fight, and you had plenty of time to calm down. I know you're upset. We went out front. We smoked about a dozen cigarettes each, and you seemed to be still at the same level of agitation, and you were trying to convince me to go with you to meet this guy so that we could run him over with your car.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying that I kept thinking you would calm down, and then when that guy called back and gave you a location, I became concerned, and I had to start reminding you that you would probably lose your job, you could probably go to jail.
Yeah,
the place he wanted to meet you was a place where there's a lot of cops who are really bored because it's a nice neighborhood. I said, this isn't a good idea. This isn't a good idea. Those cops are going to be watching us as soon as we roll up there in that Beretta.
You want to live your life without any regrets, and that's one of my regrets.
No,
we didn't kill that guy.
No, I don't want to live my life without any regrets. I just don't want to kill anybody right now. And I certainly didn't want to kill that guy. I wasn't angry enough. So Lazo, yes, he had a similar interaction. They could have gone more similarly. No, you didn't because someone was there holding you back.
Oh, it was you?
Yes, it was me.
The voice of reason?
Yes, absolutely. I kept saying, no, we're not doing this. And you wanted me to drive so that you could hop out of the passenger seat.
I wanted you to drive because I didn't have a license.
No, and also because the whole part of the plan was you drop out. And then if he starts to beat you up, because we didn't know what it looked like, he said, if he's bigger than me, he starts to beat me up, roll him over. Yeah, roll over him with the car.
Don't hit him like to kill him. Just hit him hard enough that you know.
Right. You know, don't kill him.
Yeah, I'm saying don't hit him at 80. 20. Put 20 right in the legs.
Put it in first gear. Knock him over. I'll get back in the passenger seat, and we'll get the hell out of there.
Yeah, people are making a good point on Twitch. You should have masturbated first.
Well, yeah, you know, I guess maybe we didn't say that as often back then. I don't know. But Would that have changed anything?
Yes, of course.
You were very angry. I mean, usually masturbation clears my head for sexually related things. Like if I'm thinking about driving a million miles to see a girl I've never met at 3 o'clock in the morning, masturbation helps me clear that up. I don't know. Maybe it helps make you less angry though too. But yeah, Laszlo wanted to hit that guy with the car. I know it's been mentioned before, but that is not a made up story. It is not an embellished story. It is I would say possibly the angriest I've ever seen Laszlo, the most worked up I've ever seen him, and I had only known him at that point, like maybe a year, and I started to become a little concerned in that moment, like, am I going to have to, because I was willing to do anything for Laszlo, and I'm thinking, am I going to have to commit a felony, you know, to show this guy that I'm loyal to him, and I became concerned, but since then, Laszlo has not asked me to commit one more felony.
That's not
that was the
true.
Only
just
time.
Done that.
Felony. No, you have not asked me to commit one felony since then. You've asked me to break some rules and some laws, but I don't think any of them were felonious, and I think that time that you wanted me to run the guy over with the car was the only time I faced possible prison time.
I feel like we have more going on. But
there's been, we've had discussions, but they didn't get nearly as far as the car thing. You were walking towards the Beretta. I was grabbing the back of your shirt, saying, calm down, let's smoke some more cigarettes and think about this. Okay, Snowcone, was that long enough? We're going to do the news coming up.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, we're doing the news, guys.
Yeah,
lots to talk about. And I mentioned that being a Chiefs fan lately has been pretty surreal because Kansas City gets mentioned a lot in the national media. Hell, even internationally, the Chiefs get mentioned a lot. And now, one of the biggest producers
Hallmark.
Of movies, successful movies, movies that everyone loves, that your mother watches during the holidays back to back to back to back, they are now making a movie about the Chiefs. Now, everyone thinks, oh, they're making a movie about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. No. That's not what it is. Everything I've read said, very clear, that's not what it is. But it is a movie about the Chiefs and romance.
So the folks over at the Hallmark Channel are already busy cooking up something special for the holiday season and for this little love story. They're teaming up with the Kansas City Chiefs. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
The movie's called Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Okay.
But before you start playing Shake It Off in your brain, this is not about a pop star falling in love with a tight end for the Chiefs.
What
the
is
setup
it about?
Is this. The actress Hunter King plays a Kansas City super fan with her heart setting on winning the Fan of the Year contest. Now, the director of fan engagement, played by Tyler Hines, he's tasked with evaluating how her family measures up against other finalists. They spend some quality time together. Maybe there's a spark or two.
All right, so we're going to have to watch this together.
Yeah,
right?
That'd be fun.
This will be something we do together. A spark or two. Maybe there's a spark or two. So a Chiefs romance story, huh? I like it. There's no trailer for it yet. I've been checking. The last one of those kind
Who's the woman who stars in it?
I don't know that it says. I'll see if they put up an IMDb yet or not. But
did it say Hunter Schaefer?
Huh?
Did it say Hunter Schaefer?
Said
I think
her
that's
name.
What they said.
Is Hunter Schaefer is Jules from Euphoria.
Oh, really? So that's who
is? I don't think they said Schaefer. They said Hunter something.
Hunter King.
A Kansas
Hunter
City super
King.
Fan with her heart setting.
Yeah, okay. Hunter Schaefer's.
So Hunter King, I'm looking at her. She's very pretty, but I don't recognize her. Tyler Hines plays Derek.
How are they going to dress her down?
And then Ed Begley
Jr. Give her
Jr.
a mullet.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, she's a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Make her have a dirty shirt.
Yeah, big baggy Zumba pants or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she falls in love. Winning Super Bowls, all right? Worry about yourself over there.
She falls in love with Snowcone. He's wearing
a
wolf hat.
Just give her a bunch of meth. That's all they're going to do.
Like the first time I ever hung
she's
out
a
with
method
Snowcone.
Actress, for Christ's sakes.
Well, she might like meth already. We don't know anything
well,
about
Well, she's going to have to. I'm looking at her. She's going to have to really get on it then.
Yeah.
If this is going to be believable.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a good movie.
That's how you, first thing you know, it's a Hallmark movie. Real.
When's the last time you heard the national media announce that anything about a Hallmark movie that was coming up in 6 months? Like, never. My mom watches them all the time. Have you guys ever seen one?
Well, just when I'm at your mom's house. For the holidays.
For the holidays.
I like to watch them.
Yeah.
In the nude.
Yeah. Pay a little extra
nude.
For the premium Hallmark thing. Right.
Well, we just watch them in the nude.
Yeah.
We'd like to drink some eggnog, watch them in the nude.
Yeah. You know, I wish you had told me, since you're over at my mom's house all the time, that my mom kept getting kicked out of HBO because there was too many people on
it. Well, we don't watch it. We watch Hallmark, so I wouldn't know.
Well, she likes to watch those, you know, home renovation shows and stuff like that, all those Discovery shows, and she watches them on Max. She kept getting kicked out. I was unaware of this.
Well,
it was a couple
either.
Days ago. So I paid more for it so that now she can watch it and we can have four people on there.
Well, that'll be nice
but
for us.
You need to tell me that stuff. She doesn't have a lot to do in the evenings.
Oh, I want her she's
to be able
busy.
To, I want her to be able to watch TV. You know what else you could do? I want to get her some
schedule
of those,
is full, as they say. Stuffed.
I want to get her some of those electric blinds. I need three of them. I think you could do that. I think that would be a nice thing that you could, you know, contribute because you take quite a bit. But you don't contribute.
Whoa.
I know she enjoys your company.
Yeah, I contribute a lot to her happiness.
I'm just saying.
I'm over there a lot more than you are.
You haven't given any Christmas gifts or birthday gifts in a while.
I know that.
So she says you haven't. So I was thinking.
She says I haven't given her anything.
We want to get the electric blinds, and I've been looking. They're not very expensive, and I thought, well, that's something Lazo could get.
I gave her gonorrhea for Valentine's Day.
It's no going like that one. He's getting a kick out of it in there. Moving on.
Okay.
We're moving on. Karen Reed, the Karen Reed trial. Mm-hmm. If you don't know much about the Karen Reed trial, then it's really too much to get into. But she's accused of killing her boyfriend a couple years ago. So he was a cop. The main crux of the story is, and people on Twitch are going to get mad at me, Crunchberry is going to get mad at me, but the main crux of the story is all these friends are out drinking. They go over to someone's house after the bar is closed down. It's late at night, right? Supposedly, Karen doesn't go. She goes home. But then her boyfriend never shows up. Where's my boyfriend? So she goes to the party to pick him up. When she gets there, this is where things get a little confusing. Police say that she ran him over and killed him. And he laid there in the front yard and died after she ran him over. The police say, look, we've got pieces of her car. Here's some of the plastic from one of her taillights, so on and so forth. But her defense says, no, the people inside that house killed her boyfriend. Mm. And we have plenty of evidence that points to them, including searches that were made from inside the house late at night, about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. House long, which they just, typo, they were trying to search. How long to die in cold? Why would you be searching that at 3 o'clock in the morning? Then there's also a lot of butt dials, a bunch of phone calls between these friends who were at this party, and they're all telling the police, like, oh, it was just a butt dial, just a butt dial. Oh, I never talked to him. It must have been another butt dial.
There's six of them, right?
Well, that other article said 9, so I don't know, but there's a lot of them.
There's 11 witnesses that says he never entered the home.
Well, right, so.
11.
Know. But one of the really sketchy things about these phone calls is that when the police went to look at their phones, some of these people had deleted the calls from their call log. And, once the police plug in their computer, they can see that stuff was deleted. So people don't normally do that. That's suspicious. The search from inside the house is suspicious. Our listeners on Twitch seems like they all seem to agree that if she did do it, that they don't have enough evidence, that it looks like she's innocent. Certainly there's reasonable doubt, and that's what the jury should decide as well. She does have, as they pointed out on Twitch, she does have a great defense team. Her main attorney is on TV a lot, and he's really good. He's the kind of guy where you go like, if I ever get in trouble, I need to hire that guy. So the jurors
Karen,
are deliberating
how are you
now.
Leaving court today?
I don't know if nerves are the right word. Anticipation.
The 44-year-old is accused of killing then-boyfriend Boston police officer John O'Keefe in 2022, with prosecutors arguing she ran him over with her SUV outside the home of another officer in Canton following a night of drinking, accusing her of fleeing the scene and leaving him to die in blizzard-like conditions.
Okay, so you have these weird searches. Now, Crunchberry's still on here and still talking about this and says, also about the car. I guess the taillight wasn't broken before they took the car in for the forensics, but it was after. I don't know if that's true or not. Also, Karen was leaving really pissed off voicemails to John because he wasn't coming home. If she were guilty, wouldn't she leave lovey voicemails? Like, honey, I can't get a hold of you. And I think that is a good point because that is one of the things that they brought up is that she was angry at him. And if someone kills someone and then tries to, plant some evidence to make it look like they didn't do it, didn't know, they call and they say, hey, hon, haven't heard from you. You're starting to worry me. Give me a call. Whereas she was pissed. She could be very cunning. She's a white woman named Karen.
Yeah.
She's very attractive, 44-year-old white woman named Karen. So,
Karen Reed.
Who knows? Who knows? But if I was on this jury, I'd say reasonable doubt. Snowcone?
There's a mountain of reasonable doubt.
Reasonable doubt. I saw a lawyer on TV who did not
charged.
Work for her. He was a court TV host, and he said that one search, the search for how long to die in cold from inside the house, he said that on its own was enough for reasonable doubt, which I thought was interesting. I don't know exactly how the law
she
works.
She looks like she hit someone with a car.
Well, the autopsy showed that he was beaten to death, possibly attacked by a dog even. So, the defense has a lot of stuff that they put out there that I think Looks like reasonable doubt to me. I haven't followed it as closely as some of these people on Twitch. I wish that Snowcone had gotten into it. I tried to get him into it, but it's just like Game of Thrones or the Idaho thing. It takes a while to get him past that hump, get him over the hump. Once he's into it, he'll start researching.
I'll tell you who it doesn't take long to get into the hump.
We know. Apparent. Yes, we know. we know. Hallmark Channel. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just streaming. Saying. Kick that HBO. Gotcha. Yeah. Anyhow, Karen Reed, as far as I know, I'm checking for updates, and it looks like they're still deliberating. If the jury takes a long time to deliberate, that's usually good for the defense. That's the old rule. If they come back with the verdict quickly, it can be bad. But in a case like this, if they came back quickly, I think the jury might be, or the defense team might be like, yeah, there's so much reasonable doubt, they're just saying forget about it. Because there is a lot of sketchy stuff in this story, and I'm only scratching the surface. There's so many elements to this, and the defense did such a good job presenting all of this stuff, and I think leaving people with reasonable doubt. Laszlo says guilty based on her skin color and name alone, which is fair. Which is fair. You know, people have judged other people that way for a long time, and we've made it, you know, a long way just judging a book by its cover like that. So if you think you're good at judging a book by its cover, maybe Laszlo's better at judging people.
And says the prosecution at them, than 80% of the there was a broken taillight.
Right.
I heard you say it. She hit her with his Lexus.
Yeah, and they said, here's the taillight
making
pieces.
A three-point turn, and then drove away.
But the defense said, wait a second, why were those taillight pieces not broken at this time? There's some debate about the taillight being broken. At the very least, the defense has done a good job of making it not seem so black and white,
right,
where you start to go, I don't know, I'm starting to have reasonable doubt. I mean, really, it reminds me a little bit of O.J. OJ's defense team did such a good job. If you actually watched that trial or, you know, watched documentaries about that trial, his defense team did such a good job. It feels similar to this. Maybe she's guilty, but if she is, her defense team has done an awesome job. And I would think that the jury's going to come back with not guilty verdict because of the reasonable doubt, but I wasn't there for the whole trial, so I don't know.
True.
Twitch, I think everyone on Twitch who voted this and paying attention said not guilty. Lazo's the only guilty in the room. But it only takes one guilty in the room to get a hung jury, right? If we can't change Lazo's mind, we may have to do this whole thing over.
Yep.
And if that happens, then Snowcone, I expect you to get really interested in it.
Deal.
And that way you can tell me what the hell is going on.
I don't see any information here. I just read a Washington Post article that changes my mind.
About what? Oh, you didn't see anything that changes your mind about her guilt? You say she's guilty? I think we're going to have a hung jury, boys. Hung jury, mistrial. We'll do it again.
The Church of Lazo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
I got news for you.
Yeah?
I just tried to go to Pornhub. It won't let me.
Yeah, so this is weird. You tried on your phone.
Yeah, I went on my
Safari.
On Safari, and it said, due to Texas laws.
Which is weird
in
itself.
We don't have a VPN.
Right. Your phone lives in Kansas. You live in Kansas.
I do.
I think AT&T knows that you live in Kansas. I went on my laptop here at work. We are in the state of Kansas here, and I had no problem. Snowcone and I have T-Mobile. We used our phones. No problem. But right. Someone on Twitch,
Popsicle Stick, she says she has AT&T like me, and she got the Texas message. But then when we both went on Wi-Fi and not on the AT&T network, it worked.
So
they must just be implementing it now, I guess, like today maybe. But
it actually went through? So wait, what are you going to have to do in Kansas? I'm sure Missouri's going to do the same thing, so I'm not making
I don't know
fun.
How you look at porno now.
But would you have to put in a driver's license number or something?
I have no idea.
I
don't even think you
can. I will never look at porno legally again then. I mean, no. That's ridiculous. We need to get that lawyer back on the show. It's happening to us now, Laszlo. We need that lawyer back on the show, and we need his help.
I can't look at porno.
How do we stop this? We need him back. He was good. He defended a lot of people. He was trying to stop this. What was his name, Snowcone?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be AT&T stopping
That's
it.
That's what I thought.
AT&T wouldn't stop it. Like that message comes from Pornhub, not
right.
from AT&T.
Exactly. I don't understand why AT&T would have any reason to say, well, we'll play it safe and we'll block this stuff first.
It doesn't matter.
Pornhub blocks
it. They couldn't because the message is from Pornhub.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying it's not AT&T. It doesn't say AT&T.
Right.
So it's not AT&T.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I know you're saying, why would they?
Exactly.
They didn't. It says from Pornhub, dear user.
Right.
So AT&T's not involved. except for the fact that people using AT&T are getting it blocked.
Can't get it. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand this, so it's not even really worth speculating. But can AT&T set up something with their network where they say, okay, now we're complying and letting these porn sites know that we're in Kansas and that the laws have been implemented? I wouldn't think so. That seems ridiculous. And
you would think that if that were the case, then if Pornhub's letting everybody else come in,
right,
then that message would come from AT&T, not Pornhub.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we can look it up online. I didn't know that the law had officially gone through yet. I knew that it had passed and that they said the governor wasn't going to sign it, but it didn't matter because it had a supermajority or whatever the hell they call it. She couldn't.
Mom, if I go for my work computer, it's fine.
So it looks like it's going to start being blocked, though, right? I wouldn't be surprised if on computers it's blocked soon. I guess we'll see.
How do you look at porno if you live in Kansas?
You have to look at it illegally again.
How do you do that?
Well, it's not all the sites, right? It's
no, in those states, I think all the porn sites are
all
like
the sites.
I think so because they get sued if they don't.
Well, I thought. Do you just have to like submit your driver's license to like the other sites?
Some states like Louisiana
is like out of principle, right?
Louisiana gives their own number that you use
because the law doesn't ban porn. It just means you have to submit your ID. And out of principle, Pornhub says we're not.
It says if the website has majority porn, which they have this thing they come up with, and they said websites will probably start to offer a bunch of stuff that nobody uses just so they can say it's not a majority porn, like a bar selling chips to say, look, we have food. So. I don't know if that's happening yet, but those sites that are majority porn, I'm pretty sure, are blocked in those states because otherwise they get sued. Right?
They can get sued, yeah.
And they don't want to get sued. So, and they're also.
I don't know if they will or not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they'll block it or not, but Pornhub for sure.
I guess
let me try. What's another porn site?
Well, they're all owned by. What's one that's not owned by them? X Hamster?
X Hamsters.
How do I spell that?
X, the letter X, and then hamster.com. I don't think they're owned by Pornhub. H A M S T E R. I don't think they're owned by Pornhub.
I think that's one that's not owned by Pornhub.
But I mean, most
Pornhub
of them
owns like 80% of them.
Yeah, but the,
well, XAM still works.
Okay,
there you go.
So
that's a good one.
You got porn, buddy. Lots of pantyhose stuff on there.
All right,
okay.
Good. Well, that was fine.
Moving on.
A lot of good amateur, though.
Moving
a lot of good what?
A lot of good amateur.
He likes to watch dudes in their bedrooms, you know, submitting stuff to Reddit, whatever. No kink shaming. Anyhow.
Yeah, how do you look up Reddit porn? I've never even looked at Reddit porn.
I'll teach you all the ways.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know how
whatever you're into, if you like pantyhose, go to reddit.com/r/pantyhose.
Can everybody tell what I'm looking at?
No.
Only if you subscribe to it.
No, if you comment or you make a post.
No, but if he subscribes to something and he's on there a lot upvoting things, even if he doesn't comment, I think it can say when someone goes to visit his page,
it'll
say he's active in these
active
communities.
In that community.
So
don't join any of them.
Just go look.
Go to the homepage and go to the search bar and then start typing in pantyhose, like whatever.
Our pantyhose. Then there's like pantyhose porn.
And it'll say not safe for work. Like you'll see which ones are porn.
Whatever you're into, my friend.
Oh, man, I got a list I can give you.
And I'm a moderator on 5 or 6 of them.
Are you really?
So I started a few of them myself. Why not? You know. So the news.
Hallmark movies.
We already talked about the Hallmark movies. The news site that we used to use to get all of our headlines, InfoWars. I mean, that's where we got all of our news. Snowcone used it. Lazo used it. I used it because we want the truth. It's hard to find the
truth.
Produce
on it part-time
so,
for free.
Yeah, that's how Snowcone got his start, actually, in the industry was at InfoWars. He owes Alex Jones a debt of gratitude.
For free.
But InfoWars may be shut down. I'm reading headlines now that says InfoWars will be shut down, that the trustee in Alex Jones bankruptcy case says it's as good as done.
As good as dead.
We are just learning that a bankruptcy court trustee is planning to shut down and sell off InfoWars, Alex Jones's media company and popular conspiracy site. The move is supposed to help Jones pay off the $1.5 billion in legal fees that he owes the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre for calling the event a hoax.
Buy it, Laszlo. Buy it. If it's for sale, buy it. You could be the new Alex Jones.
I like it. How much is it?
He had a nice Dodge Challenger. I saw him in an interview.
How much is it?
I think he made good money. I don't know yet, but I'm sure they'll take whatever.
Find out.
Yes, Snowcone, find out. You
we'll
used to work there.
InfoWars.
We'll be the new host of InfoWars.
I like it.
I don't want to say that Sandy Hook was a hoax, though. I don't like that.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea, but I mean, money's money.
I know, but can we just stay away? I'm saying we can do a lot of bad things. Can we stay away from that?
Well, that's past anyway.
Well, but if it happens again, can we not deny it? If there's another school shooting, can we not deny those?
Oh, we have to.
We can just not talk about them. We can just not talk about
it. Oh, man,
you can. Just like act like it's not news. You just not talk about it.
But it made him sell it. You can't do it.
Right. I don't want to deny that stuff.
There's no point in buying it if you're going to make the same mistake, right?
Yeah, good point.
That's what made him popular.
No, I think he was pretty popular before.
You got those bumper stickers all over stop signs or something.
Everywhere. All over my neighborhood, they used to have those stupid stickers. I mean, I'm partially responsible because, you know, I got a stack of them myself. Mm. But it's like, okay, eventually it's like, this is a lot of damn stickers. We all know what InfoWars is by now. A guy in New Orleans was impersonating a police officer and pulling people over. Now, I did this in high school. Lazo acts like this is the craziest thing ever and that it makes you a serial killer or something. But I bought some of those lights from the J.C. Whitney catalog, which back in my day...
J.C. Whitney?
Yeah, it was a catalog that sold all kinds of cheap accessories for your car.
Never heard of it.
You could get, you know, different weird hubcaps for your car. You could get... I had a PA system in my car that we installed under the hood where you talked really on a microphone. Popular. And we would talk,
Mr.
You know,
Microphone?
Yeah, we would drive by. I drove by one time. This
Every
is a true story.
Every kid in my high school had one of those. That was really popular.
I drove by a funeral home with my buddy. Now, I'm being honest here. I really thought it was a wedding. I just see all these people coming out, and they're dressed up, and it's sunny outside, and they're all dressed up.
So I slowed down,
and I said, hey, beautiful day for a wedding. Congratulations to the bride and groom. What a beautiful day. That was really it. And my best friend sitting next to me goes, dude, Reed, damn it. No, that's a funeral home. That's an effing funeral home. And I was like, oh, my God. So
you
I felt bad
that.
About that. I did not know.
I don't believe him for a second.
I did not know.
You do that right after.
Why would I
rocks?
Say beautiful day for a wedding? If I was going to make fun of a funeral, I'd be like, he deserved to die.
Good way to do it.
Deserved to die.
Well, I don't think you have to go that aggressive.
Right. Huh? How's that funny?
No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to destroy things. I was trying to tear down the world at that age.
Being funny would be like it's a beautiful day for a wedding That's when it's a joke. Funeral. That's what makes it funny.
I did not know,
know
it was a funeral home. I didn't know it was a funeral home.
You did.
Dude, I would tell you if I knew it was a funeral home. I did not know. Amazon Prime days, everybody cares.
You don't wonder why you on InfoWars.
Was it a
bad person?
It wasn't a church.
It was a funeral home.
Yeah, okay. What'd you think? Right. Like,
I didn't know that. I'm driving by and I see a bunch of people in a parking lot in suits and dresses and stuff. So I thought, oh, someone's getting married. I didn't know there was a funeral home over there.
Then did you
it
go in there and crap in their purse, sell them rocks?
No, I didn't sell them rocks. Jeez, man, I was so young when I did that. And that was just a gag. You know, Brooke, she sold rocks door to door too. So you act
crap
like that's
rocks.
So crazy.
Yeah, different
okay,
rocks.
Okay, okay, okay. Amazon
really
Amazon announces their Prime Days.
Yeah, well, Amazon
for deals.
Just announced
them.
Dates for this year. Again, this is their hallmark sale of the year, and it's going to take place July 16th and July 17th, so 3 weeks from now.
You're
and as a reminder, these are going to be deals that are only available to members of Amazon Prime, so there's going to be those deep discounts, but only if you're forking up that $139 a year. There are some discounts for students and others as well, but again, it's going to cost you some money.
Okay, guys, you're all Prime members, I assume, because you're all privileged white people. So, do you want to know what the Prime...
I'm just a boy.
He's just a boy. French fried taters.
Selling rocks.
French fried taters and rocks. If you want an Amazon Fire TV, one of their crappy TVs, they'll be on sale. Deeply discounted. If you want a Vizio non-4K TV, you can get that for $138. Ooh, actually, maybe we should buy that for in
How
here.
How big is it?
I don't know. Where does it say? 1080p, Smartcast, Chromecast? It doesn't say. Where's the size of it? Wait, 24-inch?
No, that's not
that's
cheap.
A computer monitor. What are we talking about here? An Amazon Fire TV 65-inch, we can get that on sale for $700. That doesn't seem like that good of a deal.
No.
$700 for a TV?
I wouldn't buy one of those. It's 65-inch.
Yeah, but they're so cheap, though.
And it's an Omni. It's an Amazon Fire Omni. Like, that's not even... That's not. I don't think... anyway, Apple AirPods, second gen... $89, 31% off, okay? I'm looking at these deals. I feel like these are the same prices that are already on their website. So maybe I'm misreading something. But look, Prime Days is the 16th and 17th, if you care. Walmart Days just happened. Man, that was a killer sale. Killer. I'm serious, man. God, they had so much stuff. Well, I wanted to buy this electric bicycle, but I didn't have the money. But got a little espresso maker thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but man, these electric bicycles are so cheap. Just need some money. If I had InfoWars and I had some money, I would have bought that.
They sell rocks door to door.
It didn't work, Lazo. That's why I say it was so brief. You've talked about it much longer than it ever actually went on. For Christ's sake. Ben Affleck.
Crap in purses.
Ben Affleck.
Might pay you for that.
Ben Affleck.
I will.
Yeah, crap in a purse. I'll give you $100. Right here. I want to see it. And then put it in the...
You're not allowed to in Kansas.
Then put it in the...
Nope, due to Texas law, you're not allowed to in Kansas.
Then put it in the kitchen.
Nope, not allowed to.
With a note that says found.
Ben Affleck got mad at the paparazzi. He said, get the hell away from me. And I think,
get
you know what?
Here.
You should get away from him. Leave Ben Affleck alone. He's a national treasure. F
Don't
off.
Don't flash your light on someone driving down the driveway. Don't do that. That's dangerous. You don't even know if that's me. It's an accident.
That's right. You know that. But you're right.
Stop, man. It's dangerous what you guys are doing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I can't see. You're going to get somebody hurt doing this. My daughter's coming down here. If you flash the lights on her, you're putting her in danger. Do you understand that?
Okay, now see.
What happened?
That was a little different.
What happened?
Alec Baldwin. He thought the paparazzi got too close and they were hovering around and they were flashing lights and it's blinding.
It was
and
you're dangerous.
Trying to drive, it's dangerous. You're trying to back out or back into the, or drive into the driveway and you got all these lights flashing. It's dangerous. And I thought, you know, obviously we, I think, all agree that that would be very annoying that we could see ourselves yelling. I thought, what would Alec Baldwin do in this situation? Alec Baldwin would have gotten arrested.
Shoot the woman who works on the film.
Right. And then he would have punched all these paparazzos or whatever. Yeah. And he would have gotten arrested.
Paparazzo.
Ben Affleck actually did a good job of, I think, being restrained.
I love him. He sounded like a little bitch, though.
What?
It's dangerous. It's not dangerous. Just want to get out of here.
He knows that whatever he says is going to be broadcast.
I know,
now.
But like you're being, it's dangerous. It's not dangerous. Just tell him to get the hell out of there.
Maybe it is
They're
dangerous.
Annoying. It's not dangerous.
I don't know. He said it's dangerous. They were dangerous.
What you're doing
actions.
Is dangerous.
They're outside of his house
it's
and they're flashing
not
these
dangerous.
Lights.
Just have cameras. Shut
stay
up.
Stay away from his Beverly Hills mansion, okay?
Yeah, stay away. And he should say, stay away.
Stay
My daughter's
away.
Here.
Yeah. I and hate J-Lo's
you.
In there.
Yeah, I hate you. Get out of here.
We're
I'll
trying
kick
not
your
to
ass.
Get divorced.
Oh, that's good, but not. What you guys are doing is very dangerous.
Well, they're.
That's so weak.
They're at the because he's trying not to
Shut
be
your
Alec
sauce
Baldwin.
Box.
He's trying not to be Alec Baldwin. He's thinking, "Don't get arrested, Ben. Don't get arrested."
Yeah, but he
you
comes
can hear
off
it
like
in his
I'm,
voice. You can
look,
hear
I
it.
Love Ben Affleck. I'm his number one fan. I'm just saying the whole
you're talking bad about him.
It's just
we
it's
don't do
dangerous.
That.
It's like you know.
Yeah, he's being serious. It's
he's
dangerous.
Not, it's
okay?
not dangerous. They're cameras. Cameras aren't dangerous.
Lazo, I don't know anything about baseball. Who the hell's Ryan Green?
Ryan Green.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Oh, well, I saw this story, and I was like, oh, it's a baseball story. Lazo will know it. These announcers, people are speculating that Ryan Green must be taking hormones because he's getting so jacked. And I thought, oh, I don't know what any of this means, but Lazo will know. But if you don't know what it
take
means,
take a look
then.
At some of these swings. Look at it. He's a big dude.
Look at those arms.
Who yeah. did he play for?
That would have been a double flush.
Phillies, I think?
I was going to mention that, but yeah.
Oh, I was just going to ask you if you thought that he was on, you know, the old...
I'm sure.
Human growth hormones.
I'm sure.
Mark McGuire. I just call it the old McGuire method. They call it the McGuire method. And honestly, as a kid growing up watching Mark McGuire...
It was more fun,
and
man.
I hated the Cardinals, but... God, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, all those home runs.
I don't understand why these guys aren't allowed to do what they want. It's their body, their choice.
I agree.
Their body, their choice. If the pitcher wants to take roids, take roids. And all this talk like roids are bad. Everything's bad, okay?
Right, no, you're right.
Everything's
bad.
Burnt toast is a carcinogen. Okay,
it
fine.
Is. Eating then, ass ain't good for you.
Exactly. Norovirus, stinky's poison. It's poison, Snowcone. It's poison. My doctor said so.
Have a little fun sometimes.
My doctor said so. It's poison. That's why he puts
on
gloves.
You've always been so concerned about putting things in your body that are bad for you.
I'm saying I do bad things. No, we're saying the opposite. If you pay
attention. We're just saying all these things that you people do, they're still bad for you.
Yes, and so why don't they just let these guys take their steroids, do the old McGuire method, and make baseball great again? That's my thing. Make baseball great again. And Lazo's a fan of baseball, and I think he would agree. Make baseball great again. Now, I'll end on a positive segment. Some of your Michigander brothers and sisters, brothers, they saw a raccoon choking on some cheese. Now, what would you do if you saw a raccoon choking on some cheese?
A raccoon choking on some cheese.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
How would I know it was cheese?
Well, you saw it eat a piece of cheese, and then it starts going, ah.
Oh, I see. So I'm watching it. It's eating cheese.
Yeah, look at that cute thing
eating cheese, and it starts to choke.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do?
I walk away.
You just walk away and act like
I
you never
care
saw
about
it, right?
That raccoon.
Snowcone hits
I
it with a baseball bat. Yeah, Lazo kicks it. Well, these Michiganders.
Serge, you're right.
These Michiganders decided to perform the Heimlich on a raccoon and save this creature's life. That's right.
Choking, though. A little bit lower, Bill. Upward motion. There you go. There it is. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. It is. I'm sorry, but it is really funny that this guy is sitting there trying to perform the Heimlich, and you can tell his buddy is not really concerned whether or not the raccoon lives or dies.
Sure.
But he's, you know, he's trying to support him. He's like, keep going there, Bill. There you go. A little harder. And then when it actually works, you just hear that laugh of like,
there he's having a good time.
I can't believe it worked. Well, you can't believe it worked. And I thought, well, God, if I saw a raccoon choking on cheese, I wouldn't think to go over there and try and save it. Now I know that that's the right thing to do. I got to go over and help that animal. I got a possum this big living by my porch.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. It's the size of a dragon. Freaks Danielle out. Danielle, that's my ex. Freaks
oh,
broke
man, you just
out.
Called your girlfriend your ex-wife.
Oh, go to hell, man. Go to hell. Go
my
to
God,
hell.
Don't yell at us. You just did it.
I'm telling myself, go to hell. You just did it. God
you
damn
did.
It.
You called your fiance your hell. Ex-wife.
I've done it before. She's called me her boyfriend's name before, ooh. Too.
Yeah, but that's when you're...
Jesus Christ.
That's when we're what?
giving it to her.
She's role playing.
No, yeah. She doesn't. She never called me her ex-boyfriend's name while we're having sex.
I would imagine that's all she calls you.
No, she does
but
not.
But you just did this about nothing.
No, she does it just about nothing like that.
Yeah, right.
And you go, okay, try not to do that. Anyhow, we've talked long enough, I think. Let's see if we can get this TV to work.
Your fiance.
Let's see if we can get this TV to work.
Your ex-wife's name.
We're done. Let's move on.
You called your
fiance. Hey, I heard you. I heard you. You heard me. We're moving on, okay? My mom calls me my brother's name all the time. It runs in the family.
Your mom's not married to your brother.
Push the button. Push the button, Snowcone.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, it's Kansas with an A and an S.
Yeah.
Just add the A and the S to Kansas and then you have Kansas.
A and S, right?
Yeah, anus. Without the U.
Okay, Kansas. And then Kansas ends. Oh, it doesn't
Kansans.
Work. No, that doesn't work either.
Kansas,
K-A-N-S-A-N-S.
That works. Thank you very much, Kansans.
Right. Raccoons.
Trying to
choking on cheese.
There's no second S.
Little raccoons.
There's an S at the end.
Choking on the
Kansans.
Cheese.
Kansans.
Choking on the cheese.
If it's plural,
Kansans with AT&T. I'm trying to figure out if their porn doesn't
choking
work.
Choking on cheese.
Because they have AT&T or choke what's on going it. On. Because Lazo can't get Pornhub, and this is a problem. You guys are going to have to come over to my house.
I just went over.
We're getting really close to the, you guys having to come over.
It would not be the first time that I go to your house and watch Pornhub.
I know. It wouldn't. Actually, the first time you ever came to a place that I lived, my old apartment in KCK, you saw the bag of pantyhose, and you said, "What's this?" And I said, "Don't touch it." And you were like, "Oh, my God, is that a bag of pantyhose hanging on the door?" And I said, "Yeah, they need to be washed." And you
and
said,
you
you're weird.
On.
And I said, you got to see this video.
He put them on.
I didn't put them on.
He put them on.
I said, you got to see.
You got to watch this video.
I said, you got to find this video.
He said,
found.
I got to be watched. Then he looked at me and he said, not
he's
for you.
He's making up stuff that doesn't need to be made up.
Not for you.
I showed
you
him.
You dirty bum boy.
I showed him an
that's
amazing
what he said. I was like, whatever.
German.
And he said, watch this video and feel my legs. You won't know the difference. Don't look me in the eye. Watch the video. Touch my legs. That's what he said.
I showed him a very nice, new at the time, German pantyhose porno video.
And then we saw a raccoon.
And he stared at it for a few seconds.
And what was he doing?
Choking on a piece of cheese. Choking on a piece of cheese. Yeah. So look at that raccoon over there choking on cheese. Choking now. And then you said, I don't want to be here anymore. And you left.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Which is what I'm going to do right now.
Thought we were going to hang out. Again, I thought we were going to hang out.
No,
we just
I'm
got
good.
The TV in here to work. We were going to watch court TV together.
Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
I just tried to go to Pornhub. It won't let me.
Yeah, so this is weird. You tried on your phone.
Yeah, I went on my
Safari.
Phone. On Safari, and it said, due to Texas laws.
Which is weird
in
itself.
Without having a VPN.
Right. Your phone lives in Kansas. You live in Kansas.
I do.
I think AT&T knows that you live in Kansas. I went on my laptop here at work. We are in the state of Kansas here, and I had no problem. Snowcone and I have T-Mobile. We used our phones. No problem. But right. Someone on Twitch.
On Twitch, Popsicle Sticks, she says she has AT&T like me, and she got the Texas message. But then when we both went on Wi-Fi and not on the AT&T network, it worked. So they must just be implementing it now, I guess, like today maybe. But
it actually went through? So wait, what are you going to have to do in Kansas? I'm sure Missouri's going to do the same thing, so I'm not making
I don't know
fun.
How you look at porno now.
But would you have to put in a driver's license number or something?
I have no idea.
I
don't even think you
can. I will never look at porno legally again then. I mean, no. That's ridiculous. We need to get that lawyer back on the show. It's happening to us now, Laz. We need that lawyer back on the show, and we need his help.
I can't look at porno.
How do we stop this? We need him back. He was good. He defended a lot of people. He was trying to stop this. What was his name, Snowcone?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be AT&T stopping
That's
it.
That's what I thought.
AT&T wouldn't stop it. Like it's that message comes from Pornhub, not
right.
from AT&T.
Exactly. I don't understand why AT&T would have any reason to say, well, we'll play it safe, and we'll block this stuff first.
It doesn't matter.
Pornhub blocks
it. They couldn't because the message is from Pornhub.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying it's not AT&T. It doesn't say AT&T.
Right.
So it's not AT&T.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I know you're saying, why would they?
Exactly.
They didn't. It says from Pornhub, dear user.
Right.
So AT&T's not involved, except for the fact that people using AT&T are getting it blocked.
Can't get it. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand this, so it's not even really worth speculating. But can AT&T set up something with their network where they say, okay, now we're complying and letting these porn sites know that we're in Kansas and that the laws have been implemented? I wouldn't think so. That seems ridiculous. And
you would think that if that were the case, then if Pornhub's letting everybody else come in,
right,
then that message would come from AT&T, not Pornhub.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we can look it up online. I didn't know that the law had officially gone through yet. I knew that it had passed and that they said the governor wasn't going to sign it, but it didn't matter because it had a supermajority or whatever the hell they call it. She couldn't.
Mom, if I go for my work computer, it's fine.
So it looks like it's going to start being blocked, though, right? I wouldn't be surprised if on computers it's blocked soon. I guess we'll see.
How do you look at porno if you live in Kansas?
You have to look at it illegally again.
How do you do that?
Well, it's not all the sites, right? It's
no, in those states, I think all the porn sites are
all
like,
the sites.
I think so because they get sued if they don't.
Well, I thought. Do you just have to like submit your driver's license to like the other sites?
Some states like Louisiana
is like out of principle, right?
Louisiana gives their own number that you use
because the law doesn't
ban
porn. It just means you have to submit your ID, and out of principle, Pornhub says we're not.
It says if the website has majority porn, which they have this thing they come up with, and they said websites will probably start to offer a bunch of stuff that nobody uses just so they can say it's not a majority porn, like a bar selling chips to say, look, we have food. So I don't know if that's happening yet, but those sites that are majority porn, I'm pretty sure, are blocked in those states because otherwise they get sued.
They can get sued, yeah.
And they don't want to get sued. So, and they're also.
I don't know if they will or not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they'll block it or not, but Pornhub for sure.
I guess
let me try. What's another porn site?
Well, they're all owned by. What's one that's not owned by them? X Hamster?
X Hamsters.
How do I spell that?
X, the letter X, and then hamster.com. I don't think they're owned by Pornhub. H A M S T E R. I don't think they're owned
by
Pornhub.
I think that's one that's not owned by Pornhub.
But I mean, most
Pornhub
of them
owns
are.
Like 80% of them.
Yeah, but
X-Amp still works.
Okay,
there you go.
So
that's a good one.
You got porn, buddy. Lots of pantyhose stuff on there.
All right,
okay.
Good. Well, that was fine.
Moving
a lot of good amateur,
on.
Though.
Moving on. What?
A lot of good amateur.
He likes to watch dudes in their bedrooms, you know, submitting stuff to Reddit, whatever. No kink shaming. Anyhow.
Yeah, how do you look up Reddit porn? I've never even looked at Reddit porn.
I'll teach you all the ways.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how
whatever you're into, if you like pantyhose, go to reddit.com/r/pantyhose.
Can everybody tell what I'm looking at?
No.
Only if you subscribe to it.
No, if you comment or you make a post.
No, but if he subscribes to something and he's on there a lot upvoting things, even if he doesn't comment, I think it can say when someone goes to visit his page,
it'll
say he's active in these communities.
So don't join them.
Just go look.
Go to the homepage and go to the search bar and start typing in pantyhose, like whatever.
Our pantyhose. Then there's like pantyhose porn.
And it'll say not safe for work. Like you'll see which ones are porn.
Whatever you're into, my friend.
Oh, man, I got a list I can give you.
And I'm a moderator on 5 or 6 of them.
Are you really?
So I started a few of them myself. Why not? You know. So the news.
Hallmark movies.
We already talked about the Hallmark movies. The news site that we used to use to get all of our headlines, InfoWars. I mean, that's where we got all of our news. Snowcone used it. Lazo used it. I used it because we want the truth. It's hard to find the
truth.
Produce
on it part-time
for
free.
Yeah, that's how Snowcone got his start, actually, in the industry was at InfoWars. He owes Alex Jones a debt of gratitude.
For free.
But InfoWars may be shut down. I'm reading headlines now that says InfoWars will be shut down, that the trustee in Alex Jones' bankruptcy case says it's as good as done.
As good as dead.
We are just learning that a bankruptcy court trustee is planning to shut down and sell off InfoWars, Alex Jones' media company and popular conspiracy site. The move is supposed to help Jones pay off the $1.5 billion in legal fees that he owes the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre for calling the event a hoax.
Buy it, Laszlo. Buy it. If it's for sale, buy it. You could be the new Alex Jones.
I like it. How much is it?
He had a nice Dodge Challenger. I saw him in an interview.
How much is it?
I think he made good money. I don't know yet, but I'm sure they'll take whatever.
Find out.
Yes, Snowcone, find out. You used to work there.
InfoWars.
We'll be the new host of InfoWars.
I like it.
I don't want to say that Sandy Hook was a hoax, though. I don't like that.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea, but I mean, money's money.
I know, but can we just stay away? I'm saying we can do a lot of bad things. Can we stay away from that?
Well, that's past anyway.
Well, but if it happens again, can we not deny it? If there's another school shooting, can we not deny those?
Oh, we have to.
We can just not talk about them. We can just
like
not talk about it.
No,
man,
yeah,
can.
Just like act like it's not news. Or just not talk about it. But
it made him sell it. You can't do it.
Right. I don't want to deny that stuff.
There's no point in buying it if you're going to make the same mistake, right?
Yeah, good point. Good point.
That's what made him popular.
No, I think he was pretty popular before.
He got those bumper stickers all over stop signs or something.
Everywhere. All over my neighborhood, they used to have those stupid stickers. I mean, I'm partially responsible because, you know, I got a stack of them myself. Mm. But it's like, okay, eventually it's like, this is a lot of damn stickers. We all know what InfoWars is by now. A guy in New Orleans was impersonating a police officer and pulling people over. Now, I did this in high school. Lazo acts like this is the craziest thing ever and that it makes you a serial killer or something. But I bought some of those lights from the J.C. Whitney catalog, which back in my
day. J.C. Whitney?
Yeah, it was a catalog that sold all kinds of cheap accessories for your car.
Never heard of it.
You could get, you know, different weird hubcaps for your car. You could get, I had a PA system in my car that we installed under the hood where you talked
really
on a microphone
popular.
And we would talk.
Mr.
You know,
microphone?
Yeah, we would drive by. I drove by one time. This
Every
is a
kid
true
in my
story.
High school had one of those. That was really popular.
I drove by a funeral home with my buddy. Now, I'm being honest here. I really thought it was a wedding. I just see all these people coming out and they're dressed up and it's sunny outside and they're all dressed up.
So I slowed down
and I said, hey, beautiful day for a wedding. Congratulations to the bride and groom. What a beautiful day. That was really it. And my best friend sitting next to me goes, dude, Reed, damn it. No, that's a funeral home. That's an effing funeral home. And I was like, oh my God. So
you
I felt bad
that.
About that. I did not know.
I don't believe him for a second.
I did not know.
You do that right after.
Why would I
rocks?
Say beautiful day for a wedding? If I was going to make fun of a funeral, I'd be like, he deserved to die.
A good way to do it.
Deserved to die.
Well, I don't think
How
you have to go that
funny?
Aggressive.
Right.
Huh?
How's that funny?
No, I wasn't
funny
trying to be funny. I was trying to destroy things. I was trying to tear down the world at that age.
Being funny would be like it's a beautiful day for a wedding
That's
when it's a
joke.
Funeral. That's what makes it funny.
I did not know,
we know
it was
you
a funeral
did.
Home. I didn't know it was a funeral
I know
home.
You did.
Dude, I would tell you if I knew it was a funeral home. I did not know. Amazon Prime days. Everybody cares.
You don't wonder why you on InfoWars.
Was it a
bad person?
It wasn't a church.
It was a funeral home.
Yeah, okay. What'd you think?
Right.
Like,
I didn't know that. I'm driving by and I see a bunch of people in a parking lot in suits and dresses and stuff. So I thought, oh, someone's getting married. I didn't know there was a funeral home over there.
Then did you
it
go in there
my
and crap in their purse, sell them rocks?
No, I didn't sell them rocks. Jeez, man, I was so young when I did that. And that was just a gag. You know, Brooke, she sold rocks door to door too. So you act
crap
like that's
rocks.
So crazy.
Yeah, different
rocks. Okay. Amazon announces their Prime Days.
Yeah, well, Amazon just announced dates for this year. Again, this is their hallmark sale of the year, and it's going to take place July 16th and July 17th, so 3 weeks from now. And as a reminder, these are going to be deals that are only available to members of Amazon Prime, so there's going to be those deep discounts, but only if you're forking up that $139 a year. There are some discounts for students and others as well, but again, it's going to cost you some money.
Okay, guys, you're all Prime members, I assume, because you're all privileged white people. So, do you want to know what the Prime...
I'm just a boy. He's just a boy. French fried taters.
Selling rocks.
French fried taters and rocks.
If you want an Amazon Fire TV, one of their crappy TVs, they'll be on sale. Deeply discounted. If you want a Vizio non-4K TV, you can get that for $138. Actually, maybe we should buy that for in
here.
How
big is it?
I don't know. Where does it say? 1080p, SmartCast, Chromecast? It doesn't say. Where's the size of it? Wait, 24-inch?
No, that's not
cheap.
That's
a computer monitor. What are we talking about here? An Amazon Fire TV 65-inch, we can get that on sale for $700. That doesn't seem like that good of a deal.
No.
$700 for a TV?
I wouldn't buy one of those. It's 65-inch.
Yeah, but they're so cheap now.
And it's an Omni. It's an Amazon Fire Omni. Like, that's not even... That's not. I don't think... anyway, Apple AirPods, second gen... $89, 31% off, okay? I'm looking at these deals. I feel like these are the same prices that are already on their website. So maybe I'm misreading something. But look, Prime Days is the 16th and 17th, if you care. Walmart Days just happened. Man, that was a killer sale. Killer. I'm serious, man. God, they had so much stuff. Well, I wanted to buy this electric bicycle, but I didn't have the money. But got a little espresso maker thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but man, these electric bicycles are so cheap. Just need some money. If I had InfoWars and I had some money, I would have bought that.
They sell rocks door to door.
It didn't work, Lazo. That's why I say it was so brief. You've talked about it much longer than it ever actually went on. For Christ's sake. Ben Affleck.
Crap in purses.
Ben Affleck.
Might pay you for that.
Ben Affleck.
I will.
Yeah, crap in a purse. I'll give you $100. Right here. I want to see it. And then put it in the...
You're not allowed to in Kansas.
Then put it in the...
Nope, due to Texas law, you're not allowed to in Kansas.
Then put it in the kitchen.
Nope, not allowed to.
With a note that says found.
Ben Affleck got mad at the paparazzi. He said, get the hell away from me. And I think, get you know what? Here. You should get away from him. Leave Ben Affleck alone. He's a national treasure. F off.
Don't flash your light on someone driving down the driveway. Don't do that. That's dangerous. You don't even know if that's me. It doesn't act that
right. That's right. Very right. You know that. But you're right.
Stop, man. It's dangerous what you guys are doing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I can't see. You're going to get somebody hurt doing this. My daughter's coming down here. If you flash the lights on her, you're putting her in danger. Do you understand that?
Okay, now see.
What happened?
That was a little different.
What happened?
Alec Baldwin. He thought the paparazzi got too close, and they were hovering around, and they were flashing lights, and it's blinding.
And it was dangerous.
It's dangerous. You're trying to back out or back into the or drive into the driveway, and you got all these lights flashing. It's dangerous. And I thought, you know, obviously, I think all agree that would be very annoying that we could see ourselves yelling. I thought, what would Alec Baldwin do in this situation? Alec Baldwin would have gotten arrested.
Shoot the woman who works on the film.
Right. And then he would have punched all these paparazzos or whatever, and he would have gotten arrested.
Paparazzo.
Ben Affleck actually did a good job of, I think, being restrained.
I love him. He sounded like a little bitch, though.
What?
It's dangerous. It's not dangerous. Just want to get out of here.
He knows that whatever he says is going to be broadcast.
I know,
now.
But like you're being, it's dangerous. It's not dangerous. Just tell him to get the hell out of there.
Maybe it is dangerous.
Annoying. It's not dangerous.
I don't know. He said it's dangerous. They were dangerous.
What you're doing
actions.
Is dangerous.
They're outside of his house
it's
and they're flashing these lights.
Just have cameras. Shut
stay
up.
Stay away from his Beverly Hills mansion, okay?
Yeah, stay away. And he should say, stay away.
Stay
my daughter's
away.
Here.
Yeah. I and hate J-Lo's
you.
In there.
Yeah, I hate you. Get out of here.
We're
I'll
trying
kick
not
your
to
ass.
Get divorced.
Oh, that's good, but not. What you guys are doing is very dangerous.
Well, they're.
That's so weak.
They're at the because he's trying not to
shut
be
your
Alec
sauce
Baldwin.
Box.
He's trying not to be Alec Baldwin. He's thinking, "Don't get arrested, Ben. Don't get arrested."
Yeah, but he
you
comes
can hear
off
it
like
in his voice. You can
look,
hear
I
it.
Love Ben Affleck. I'm his number one fan. I'm just saying the whole
you're talking bad about him.
It's just
we
it's
don't do
dangerous.
That.
It's like you know.
Yeah, he's being serious. It's
he's
dangerous.
Not. It's
okay?
not dangerous. They're cameras. Cameras aren't dangerous.
Lazo, I don't know anything about baseball. Who the hell's Ryan Green?
Ryan Green.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Oh, well, I saw this story, and I was like, oh, it's a baseball story. Lazo will know it. These announcers, people are speculating that Ryan Green must be taking hormones because he's getting so jacked. And I thought, oh, well, I don't know what any of this means, but Lazo will know. But if you don't know what it means,
take a look at some of these swings. Look. Look at it. He's a big dude.
Look at those arms.
Yeah. What did he play for?
That would have been a double flip.
Phillies, I think?
I was going to mention that, but yeah.
I was just going to ask you if you thought that he was on, you know, the old...
I'm sure.
Human growth hormones.
I'm sure.
Mark McGuire. I just call it the old McGuire method. They call it the McGuire method. And honestly, as a kid growing up watching Mark McGuire...
It was more fun,
and I hated the Cardinals, but... God, it was fun to watch him.
Yeah, all those home runs.
I don't understand why these guys aren't allowed to do what they want. It's their body, their choice.
I agree.
Their body, their choice. If the pitcher wants to take roids, take roids. And all this talk like roids are bad. Everything's bad, okay?
Right, whatever. No, you're right. Everything's bad.
Burnt toast is a carcinogen. Okay,
it
fine.
Is. Eating then, ass ain't good for you.
Exactly. Norovirus, stinky's poison. It's poison, snow cone. It's poison. My doctor said so.
Have a little fun sometimes.
My doctor said so. It's poison. That's why he puts
on
gloves.
You've always been so concerned about putting things in your body that are bad for you.
I'm saying I do bad things. No, we're saying the opposite. If you pay attention.
We're just saying all these things that you people do, they're still bad for you.
Yes, and so why don't they just let these guys take their steroids, do the old McGuire method, and make baseball great again? That's my thing. Make baseball great again. And Lazo's a fan of baseball, and I think he would agree. Make baseball great again. Now, I'll end on a positive segment. Some of your Michigander brothers and sisters, brothers, they saw a raccoon choking on some cheese. Now, what would you do if you saw a raccoon choking on some cheese?
A raccoon choking on some cheese.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
How would I know it was cheese?
Well, you saw it eat a piece of cheese, and then it starts going, ah.
Oh, I see. So I'm watching it. It's eating cheese.
Yeah, look at that cute thing
eating cheese, and it starts to choke.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do?
I walk away.
You just walk away and act like
I
you never
care
saw
about
it, right?
That raccoon.
Snowcone hits
I
it with a baseball bat. Yeah, Lazo kicks it. Well, these Michiganders.
Serge, you're right.
These Michiganders decided to perform the Heimlich on a raccoon and save this creature's life. That's
he
right.
Is choking, though. A little bit lower, Bill. Upward motion. There you go. There it is. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. It is. I'm sorry, but it is really funny that this guy is sitting there trying to perform the Heimlich, and you can tell his buddy is not really concerned whether or not the raccoon lives or dies.
Sure.
But he's, you know, he's trying to support him. He's like, keep going there, Bill. There you go. A little harder. And then when it actually works, you just hear that laugh of like,
there he's having a good time.
I can't believe it worked. Well, you can't believe it worked. And I thought, well, God, if I saw a raccoon choking on cheese, I wouldn't think to go over there and try and save it. Now I know that that's the right thing to do. I got to go over and help that animal. I got a possum this big living by my porch.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. It's the size of a dragon. Freaks Danielle out. Danielle, that's my ex. Freaks
oh,
broke
man, you
out.
Just called your girlfriend your ex-wife.
Oh, man. Go to hell. Go
my
to
God,
hell.
Don't yell at us. You just did it.
I'm telling myself, go to hell. You just did it. God
you
damn
did.
It.
You called your fiance your hell. Ex-wife.
I've done it before. She's called me her boyfriend's name before, ooh. Too.
Yeah, but that's when you're...
Jesus Christ.
That's when we're what?
Giving it to her.
She's role playing.
No, she doesn't. She never called me her ex-boyfriend's name while we're having sex.
I would imagine that's all she calls you.
No, she does
but
not.
But you just did this about nothing.
No, she does it just about nothing like that.
Yeah, right.
And you go, okay, try not to do that. Anyhow, we've talked long enough, I think. Let's see if we can get this TV to work.
Your fiance.
Let's see if we can get this TV to work.
Your ex-wife's name.
We're done. Let's
you
move on.
Called your
hey,
fiance.
I heard you. I heard you. You heard me. We're moving on, okay? My mom calls me my brother's name all the time. It runs in the family.
Your mom's not married to your brother.
Push the button, Snowcone.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, it's Kansas with an A and an S.
Yeah.
Just add the A and the S to Kansas and then you have Kansas.
A and S, right?
Yeah, anus. Without the U.
Okay, Kansas. And then Kansas ends. Oh, it doesn't
Kansans.
Work. No, that doesn't work either.
Kansas,
K-A-N-S-A-N-S.
That works. Thank you very much, Kansans.
Right. Raccoons.
Trying to
choking on cheese.
There's no second S.
Little raccoons.
There's an S at the end.
Choking on the cheese.
Kansans.
Choking on the cheese.
If it's plural,
Kansans with AT&T. I'm trying to figure out if their porn doesn't
choking
work.
Choking on cheese.
Because they have AT&T or
choke
what's
on
going
it.
On. Because Lazo can't get Pornhub, and this is a problem. You guys are going to have to come over to my house.
I just went
we're getting really close to the, you guys having to come over.
It would not be
over.
The first time that I go to your house and watch porno.
I know. It wouldn't. Actually, the first time you ever came to a place that I lived, my old apartment in KCK, you saw the bag of pantyhose, and you said, what's this? And I said, don't touch it. And you were like, oh, my God, is that a bag of pantyhose hanging on the door? And I said, yeah, they need to be washed. And you
and
said,
you
you're weird.
On.
And I said, you got to see this video.
He put him on.
I didn't put him on.
He put him on.
I said, you got to
watch this video.
I said, you got to find this video.
He said,
found.
I got to be watched. Then he looked at me and he said, not
he's
for you.
He's making up stuff that doesn't need to be made up.
Not for you.
I showed
you
him.
You dirty bum boy.
I showed him an
that's
amazing
what he said. I was like, whatever.
German.
And he said, watch this video and feel my legs. You won't know the difference. Don't look me in the eye. Watch the video, touch my legs. That's what he said.
I showed him a very nice, new at the time, German pantyhose porno video.
And then we saw a raccoon.
And he stared at it for a few seconds.
And what was it doing?
Choking on a piece of cheese. Choking on a piece of cheese. Yeah. So look at that raccoon over there choking on cheese. Choking now. And then you said, I don't want to be here anymore, and you left.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Which is what I'm going to do right now.
Thought we were going to hang out. Again, I thought we were going to hang out.
No,
we just got the TV in here to work. We were going to watch court TV together.
Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.